Population pessimists believe that humanity has lived not only on ideas, but also on the rampant and ongoing depletion of natural resources, especially ecosystem services such as fresh water, habitat, and harvesting of plants and animals. They assert that we have still not proved that we can use technology to overcome natural resource limits, only that we can mine depleting resources fast enough to stave off collapse temporarily. To these pessimists, the current optimism is like the man falling from the 30th floor of a building who reports, "So far, so good," when he passes the 10th floor. In this interpretation, the test is not the first 200 years of economic growth, but the possibility of smooth landing this century. The advocates of demographic transition, such as myself, remain cautiously optimistic. This group in the middle of the debate acknowledges that good ideas and man-made capital can substitute, though imperfectly, for ecological resources in fixed supply. High-yield seeds and improved irrigation, for example, can raise food production per hectare and thereby support a larger population on a fixed amount of arable land. Nonetheless, rising populations still weigh heavily on a fixed or depleting natural resource base, especially ecosystem services. Economic development, therefore, hovers between ecological constraints on the negative side and the benefits of technology and man-made capital on the positive side. The net outcome depends on the rate of technological advancement versus population growth, and on the ability of man-made capital, for example, irrigation, to substitute for natural processes. Advocates of speeding the demographic transition emphasize the need for public efforts to speed the voluntary reduction of fertility rates as rapidly as possible to achieve the stabilization of the world's population as well as the population of each major region of the world. Rather than depend only on technological advances to save the day, they believe that the world should relieve the direct pressures of population growth through direct population policies. The total fertility rate, TFR, and population growth. For 2.5 centuries, the world has been living through an explosion of the human population supported by remarkable technological advances in food production and disease control. During the first phase of the post-1750 population surge, the greatest increases occurred in today's high-income economies. These were, after all, the societies that first mastered the technological advances in food production and industrialization that could reduce mortality rates and support a booming population with increased food supplies. Those technological advances gradually spread to the rest of the world. As a result, the burst of population growth also transferred from the high-income world to the developing world. In recent decades, the growth of the developing world population has dramatically outpaced that of the high-income countries, both in proportionate terms and even more widely in absolute terms. The rich world added roughly 400 million people between 1950 and 2005, a gain of some 50%. The developing world added 3.5 billion people, a gain of 200%. In 1950, the developed world of the United States, Canada, Europe, Japan, Australia, and New Zealand was roughly one-third of the world population, and by 2005, it had fallen to roughly one-sixth of the world's population. Our societies and cultures are still adjusting to the happy surprise of falling child mortality and rising life expectancy. The decline of fertility lagged behind the decline of mortality, and a massive bulge of population ensued. Those population increases for a time were compatible in most countries with ecological limits, but as the world's population continued to increase, the threats to human well-being from rising populations have also multiplied. In many developing countries, the rate of population increase has been so rapid and unprecedented that rising populations have destabilized the country's politics and economics. In recent decades, the population growth rate, the population increase as a percentage of the world's population, has slowed in most countries. While the world's population grew at around 2% in the 1960s, it is growing at around 1.2% today. Despite the slowdown, the absolute growth of the world's population, and hence the pressures on the Earth's carrying capacity, remains very high. With growth around 2% per year of the world's population of 3.3 billion in 1965, the annual population increase was around 70 million, which is actually slightly less than 1.2% of today's population of 6.6 billion, or roughly 78 million per year. The slowdown in the growth rate will likely continue, but the absolute increases in population will likely remain 70 to 75 million per year through 2020.